You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is draft day, and while you're waiting for your team to pick tonight, or looking for the best analysis and insight after they've chosen someone in the draft on your team's newest, shiniest toy, BetMGM tonight is your destination. As the picks are happening, they're going to be bringing you all the angles on how it affects your bets, all the futures, win totals, divisional winners, fantasy markets, absolutely everything. Maybe we start to get those offensive and defensive rookie of the year markets up late tonight. Who knows? They'll have you covered this evening. BetMGM tonight. Listen anywhere with your Odyssey app. It is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. There's basketball as well tonight. Three enormous game threes in the NBA playoffs. There's hockey tonight. There's baseball starting very soon in less than an hour in some spots. So there's a lot to bet on today. Cherry on top. It is the NFL draft tonight. Joe's got a CVS receipt length of bets ready to go for the draft. So we've got plenty of draft bets for you as well inside.
What, Aaron?
Lightning bet.
What is it, Aaron?
Nothing. It's nothing. Something.
All right. Damn. We wish the last break was a couple minutes longer. Because we were getting into some stuff.
We're airing it out.
There were some things happening.
Some things happening. I just had an innocent question. Believe it or not, I was not starting anything. This is contrary to what usually happens. I had an innocent question, and people had a lot of thoughts on a lot of things.
Some people got triggered. And then it turned into a Royal Rumble conversation, and I was already deciding who I was ready to fight.
I feel like Ron Burgundy sipping the beer in his office after the back alley fight. That escalated quickly.
It's like, okay. This is a sore subject with some people, apparently. All right.
Hey, takeaways, because we ripped through it in the last segment, our BetQL Daily mock draft. We only got through the top 10, but some takeaways there. If it goes that way, I mean, there are some big numbers out there that I think are worth taking a look at. Like, Paul, I think you said Neighbors going to Atlanta. Is it Neighbors going to Atlanta or Fashanu going to the Jets that's out there at like 12-1?
Fashanu to the Jets is 12-1 at number 10.
And that's not entirely out of the realm of possibility. Olu. Yeah, we'll just go Olu, the kid from Penn State. But we ended up with Malik Neighbors, Joe, sliding all the way to the Falcons at 8, which is an unexpected pick. We didn't get a defensive player in the top 10 either.
Yeah, so my big takeaway was, okay, I do think a defensive player will be drafted inside the top 10, but there is a prop under half a defensive player taken, plus 550. Do we have to bet it now?
Yeah. I mean, we just worked through our own top 10 mock, and we did not have a defensive player go. So it's a thing, I think, that has to be bet now. That's notable. Because all it took was really the J.C. Latham buzz becoming real, and he goes 5 to the Chargers, and that kind of slides everybody else back a spot, really, in the top 10, all the offensive players.
True.
I It kind of also comes down to, like, I felt like when we did it, it was maybe more best player available and not necessarily drafting for need sometimes too. And that's tough, because like there are some good players, and I could see how a defensive player wouldn't get into the top 10 because it was easy for us to leave one off, but it's hard to imagine that would happen.
It really is. Especially those 8-9, well, not 10, but those 8-9 spots.
Yeah.
That's the tough part.
When you look at those caliber of receivers, though, like, I don't think it's totally crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you had some people talking Neighbors ahead of Harrison a couple weeks ago. I don't think that's realistic, but,
yeah.
I mean, if Neighbors and Odunze are, especially if Neighbors is there at 8 or 9, how do you not do that and say, you know what, we'll figure out defense later in the draft?
I'll do
you
it.
You know? Yeah.
I'll bet that. I think I have to now. At plus 550, that's worth a shot, because we're saying there are two spots we're worried about, 8 and 9, and that's really it. And if wide receivers do fall, Latham does, you're right, he pushes everybody back. They might just be tempted by those receivers, those two teams there, and no defensive player goes. I could see it.
And especially two offensive linemen going early, Aaron, that could lead to the third one coming off the board in the top 10 as well. Like, we had Fashanu going to the Jets at 10th overall rather than Bowers, and then things go sideways, maybe 11, 12, 13.
The trade situations, if someone, you know, reaches for a quarterback, that leaves more wide receivers available. It could all happen. Now I'm getting talked into it.
Talking ourselves into everything. Lightning bets, what do we got, Joe? I know you got the draft covered.
Yeah, a lot of draft stuff. Okay, I'm just going to run through a bunch of things. Some I've mentioned, some I have not. J.J. McCarthy, you can still find him plus 250 to go number 3 overall. That's my play there. Drake May, 22-1. He went number 6 in our mock. I have to bet it at that number. There is a world, if he falls past 3, maybe he gets to the Giants and they don't have to move up. So 22-1, that's a good number. D-line slash edge in the first round, going over 6.5 at 2-1. Wide receivers in the first round. This one's going to be tough, heavily juiced to the under. I'm going to play the over 6.5, paying out at nearly 3-1. Over 3.5, Big 12 players. Over 7.5, Pac-12 players at plus 160. Some longer shots. Let's say Bowers falls past 10.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
How long does he wait? 15 of the Colts? Maybe. That's the favorite. I'll say Bengals 9-1. I believe they're number 18 overall. Imagine him as part of that offense. Let's see. You know, second tight end is the market. Sanders. A lot of mocks have him going as a second tight end, but he's the third favorite to be the second tight end at 3-1. So I think there's a decent chance that happens. Jeremiah was saying in his, I believe it was his conference call with the media, that anything could happen at running back. Like, there's no set in stone number one, number two, number three guy. Depends on the team you talk to. And he went out of his way to mention, well, I don't like Braylon Allen, but there's some teams that love him. He's 50-1 to be the first running back taken. So at that number, it's probably not going to be him, but at 50-1, I've got to take that sort of a shot. And I was matching up some teams and the position of their first draft pick and looking for value. Wide receiver for the Falcons. We put them in our mock. 8-1 for a receiver to go to them. I was looking at receiver to the 49ers, 3-1. Schrager is usually locked in on San Francisco. He has them taking McConkey. What if the Vikings don't get a quarterback? What if they can't trade up? What if they're all gone when they get to their pick? Half the mocks have the Vikings taking an offensive lineman. That's 30-1 with their first pick. Super long shot. Eagles. What does Howie Roseman always do? What does he love to do in the draft? Yeah, it's probably going to be a corner. It's probably going to be line, right? I get it. But a quarterback for the Eagles' first pick is 200-1. What if they trade back into the second round, end up taking a QB, someone falls to them? I think it's worth a bet.
Okay.
I mean, all the other stuff, you know, even money, 2-1. Yeah, I'm not doing that, but something crazy will happen.
Yeah. I like it. All right, so a couple I'm going to tail after our mock draft that we did. I really like the Drake May number 6 overall, 22-1. J.J. McCarthy number 3 at plus 250. I think Bo Nix gets into the first round, so under 32.5, even money. I love that. Roma Dunze, I could see him going 9 to the Bears, and it's even money. So I'm going to bet on that one. This one kind of goes against what we were talking about, but Dallas Turner under 9.5 is plus 140. So not sure I feel great about that after we're doing our mock draft, but here we are. I had that one down already. And then also Brock Bowers under 11.5 is minus 110. Maybe he goes to a team like the Jets, like Schrager thinks. I think there's such, I mean, he was in the Heisman conversation before that injury. If maybe teams feel confident that he can bounce back from that injury and be productive, like I think he would be under 11.5. So I'll take my chances at minus 110.
All right. I'm going to go with Byron Murphy, first D-line edge off the board. Not sure where, given our mock. But Byron Murphy, first DL or edge off the board at plus 175. Also, Odunze that Aaron mentioned, over 8.5 at even money. I've said before earlier, got McCarthy over 5.5 at plus 110. I will sprinkle a little extra as well on McCarthy, 6th overall, sticking with my line of thinking that the Pats and Giants swap 3 and 6. The Giants to get May at 3 and the Patriots to sit at 6 and land McCarthy. And I think it stops there. I think Penix and Nix both slide into the second round. I think we'll see some interesting maneuvers to be the first team on the clock at 33 tomorrow night to get the choice of quarterback between Penix or Nix. But first round quarterbacks under 4.5, that's plus 140. Real quick, just for funsies, Brian Reynolds over 1.5 total bases against Freddy Peralta. Joe pointed out that number to me yesterday. I'll take it, plus 135. Embiid under 32.5 points. I think the Knicks go up 3-0. And Cleveland is getting points against Orlando tonight. Really? Are we doing this? Pretending like that series isn't over? Cavs plus 2 on the road at Orlando. Paul, you have anything?
I'm on that Reynolds play as well. Great history against Peralta. I'll let Flip Slip finish it up.
Bet slips and bet flips, 2 p.m. Eastern for the full card. But for now, Freddie Peralta to get a win. Simeon Woods also to get a win.
Good stuff, friends. Tomorrow morning, we're back here breaking it all down, everything that happened in the first round. Early looks at offensive and defensive rookies of the year as well, and how all of this affects your favorite win totals and futures bets. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, right here, BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.